WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Trump administration has been subjected to serious pushback against a lot of its agenda. White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt says a false narrative is being pushed.
District court judges in liberal districts across the country are abusing their power to unilaterally block President Trump's basic executive authority. We believe these judges are acting as judicial activists rather than honest arbiters of the law.
Separately, eight inspectors general Trump fired are suing to contest their dismissals. In Milwaukee, a police officer was seriously wounded when he was shot by a man with a semi-automatic rifle on the city's near west side. Another officer returned fire, killing the gunman. The government reports inflation rose to 3% on an annual basis in January. In another report, the government said egg prices hit a record high in the U.S. last month, $4.95 a dozen. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin set weather records in 2024. That's according to the annual climate summary from the State Climatology Office at UW-Madison. This past year was officially the warmest on record since 1895, with a statewide average temperature of 47.6 degrees, 3.8 degrees above the 1991 to 2020 normal. This surpassed the previous record of 47.4 degrees set in 2012. Most areas of the state had temperatures 3 to 4 degrees above normal. A few pockets even reached 4 to 5 degrees above normal. The second warmest February on record contributed significantly to the year's exceptional warmth. Last year was the 13th wettest on record, with a statewide average of 37 inches compared to the normal of 34.05 inches. This included the wettest March through August period on record. The DNR says recent precipitation amounts have created conditions that are ideal for burning in certain areas of the state. Prescribed burns support healthy ecosystems for an abundance of plants and animals in Wisconsin. The agency says these burns mimic the benefits historic fire once provided, but occur under a safer range of weather and fuel conditions. When conducting a prescribed burn near roads or recreational trails, DNR staff will post signs to notify the public. You're asked to avoid those areas while a burn is being conducted. Visit the DNR's prescribed burn dashboard for more information. With the threats of heavy snowfall and cold temperatures across much of the upper Midwest, FEMA's Region 5 office in Chicago encourages residents to prepare now. Acting FEMA Region 5 Regional Administrator Michael S. Chesney said, quote, "The forecast this week is an important reminder that winter isn't over just yet." I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Bucks in Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight at the Target Center. Giannis still out with a calf injury. Head coach Doc Rivers on trying to figure out playing time for the new guys acquired in the Chris Middleton trade.
It's tough because it's it's easy with one guy, you know, but we have multiple guys that we're trying to squeeze in. And we got to find out because we have guys here that we like. So we have to find out in these next 30 games. So it's important.
College basketball, Marquette with a win at home last night over the DePaul Blue Demons, 68-58. That snapped a three-game losing streak for Marquette. NFL, Packers quarterback Jordan Love on the Kay Adams Show says he and his fiancée, Ronica Stone, are deciding what snacks to serve at their wedding this spring.
Well, the important thing for both of us, this is pretty cool, you know, being from California, like, we were like, we need an In-N-Out truck at the wedding.
Let's go. It's amazing. So you're going to have one at the wedding?
We're going to have an In-N-Out truck, yeah.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter weather advisory continues. Additional 1 to 3 inches possible. A cloudy sky overnight. Low of 5. For tomorrow, a clearing sky for the afternoon. Highs into the low teens. Snow chances return on Friday. Accumulations likely again. Currently, it's 17 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called the switcheroo. Talking about one thing while behind the scenes, there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, this year they have snow. Sean Connolly will be joining us to talk about the Birkebeiner. A little weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. More snow on the way. All the details coming up. Don't miss
Matinair it. Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to News from the Center. WRCE. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who believes a penny saved isn't jack Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Kicking off hour number two on this Wednesday night here at Nightlight. Great to have you with me. 7,000 Apart coming up at 7:20, one of our favorite musical acts. They will be joining us over the stream from Sweden and be back in Green Bay soon. But they have new material, and they will give us a sample of that coming up in just a few minutes. Right now, we have a few more minutes with actor Glenn Morshower. You've seen Glenn on 24 and Bloodline and maybe King of the Hill, Friday Night Lights. He's got this incredibly extensive acting resume. Glenn, what do you have coming up? Anything new coming out that we can see you in?
Well, right now, what I have coming up, Pete, is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on WGBW Denmark.
Wow, you did some serious homework there during the break, my friend. I appreciate that. And it's great to have you here. We can't pay you, unfortunately, although I was ready to put you on a plane when the stream wasn't working very well. But it's great to have you here. Hey, I want to play this clip if you're okay with this. We have I have you giving advice on acting. It's about 2 minutes long.
Sure.
I'd love for you to explain this clip, but I really want people to hear it. This is Glenn giving acting advice. It's just great stuff, and then we'll break it down with Glenn after the clip. Go ahead, Conrad.
I discovered that actors, for some reason, have a difficult time when they're going to the big show, when they go to the big meeting, where, let's say, someone recognizable is in there. I remember, for example, today, Henry Winkler will be seated two tables over from where I am. I went in and saw the setup. Many, many years ago, I went in for a read where Henry Winkler was one of the executive producers. And just the image of him alone, the Fonz, you know, there, for a lot of people would make for a very intimidating outing. And so what they're able to do in their living room with their wife or with their mother or sister, or brother or cousin, and they're able to relax, all of a sudden they see Henry Winkler and their knees start shaking and their hands start shaking and they perspire and maybe they get that little quivering thing in their throat. And then all of a sudden, and I know this from experience, I ask actors, how many of you have ever had the experience of the finest version of the audition be the one that takes place in the car on the way home after the audition? And they always raise their hands like, yeah, well, so how could you become that relaxed while you're in the real deal when it matters most? And I decided that in order to just practice a relaxation technique, and it was only an experiment, I didn't need it, I was always at ease in these meetings, I decided to fill my shoes with syrup. And actual maple syrup. Let me look here and say maple syrup. And so I went into this high-powered meeting for a series regular role, and my shoes were full of syrup. And I got to tell you, you can't mess up a meeting when your shoes are full of syrup, because you know what? You don't care. You don't care. Someone greets you and says, hi, I'm so-and-so, and you go, hi. Hi. And that's really what's going on. And what's beautiful is it's a harmless secret, and only you know. Well, I did this for a number of years, and each time stepping it up, and I wound up beginning to put things like bologna and breakfast cereal and whatnot actually in my undershorts. And I moved away from the socks altogether and discovered that food in my undershorts was the secret to success. Now, here's the point. I'm not joking. People go, oh, that's just such a funny bit. That's funny. No, it's true. And I've been doing it for years. So.
Glenn, what food are you wearing tonight?
Well, I'm not sporting any this evening, but Pete, I would have been happy to have told that story live without the background. That was at a Comic-Con, so there were people all around us during that interview. But it's 100% true. It was a series regular role, and I went in, circled around, went back into my house. My wife asked me if I had forgotten my keys, and I said, no, I just heard a whisper. There's no part of this story that's embellished, and I'm someone who obeys his whispers. So I had a whisper, and she said, what'd you hear? And I said that apparently I'm supposed to go to ABC today with my shoes filled with syrup. And proof that we are deeply in love, and we're still together. We've been married 46 years. She said on that day, I was 25 years old, she said, honey, would you like me to get Aunt Jemima or Log Cabin? That was it. Like, she didn't say, honey, are you unwell? So we went into the kitchen, loaded up, and I started running an experiment. I'm going to give you the super condensed version.
Okay.
The record at the agency that I was with was three jobs in a row, meaning read book, read book, read book. And it had been done three times. Excuse me. The record was four. It had been done three times where someone got three in a row.
Wow.
And here I am doing with food in my undershorts. I'm now tying the record. And I want the record, so I've tied it now, four in a row. And on the fifth audition, en route to the audition, I pulled over into a Ralph's grocery store in Sherman Oaks, walked in, went through the meat aisle, and got some Oscar Mayer bologna. And what's beautiful about bologna is that it is circular. And when you fold it in half, it doesn't fit well. It fits perfectly directly between your butt cheeks. And I went in and I started booking work with bologna in my butt cheeks, and I did it forever. And that record is still standing at nine jobs in a row.
Do you think, Glenn?
And the idea is that you don't care. You just don't care.
Do you think you'd have even more success if you put healthier food somewhere on your person?
You know, I think there's a case to be made for that.
Maybe some pure maple syrup. That is so great. And, you know, it's funny. The meetings I've been to over the years, I always found went better when I was distracted by something else, when I wasn't hyper-focused in the moment and talking too much or trying to be too funny or whatever it was. So I love that. I absolutely love that.
I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, do you advise people to do that?
Yes, but only every day. Only every day. And what I tell them is when you walk in the room, here's the beautiful thing. You're certainly not going to advertise it.
Right.
You're an idiot. Advertise it. You don't tell anyone your secret. But what happens is you have this identifiable radiance that you walk into the room with. And here's why. Because what you're feeling is, I know something you don't know. Right.
Oh, that's great. I think the bologna's good too. I bet better than like a pimento loaf that would cause trouble down the road. But I think that's great advice, Glenn. And tell me this. All right. So you give inspirational talks and you call them inspirational talks. You don't call them motivational talks. And I like that. But can you explain why? And also you say you like giving those more than you like acting. And can you tell me why
more than anything in my life? Because having made movies, and I still enjoy it, and believe me, the exposure that we get from it is life-changing. And so many doors have been opened for me in my life, courtesy of that exposure. So I'm not interested in stopping that. But the thing that is not satisfying by comparison is that anytime I'm in a movie or a television show, someone else is pulling the strings telling me what to say.
Uh-huh.
And nobody does that on stage. Those are my words coming unedited, unfiltered, directly from my heart. So it's me out there raw. There is no comparison. when you've made your living pretending to be another human being for 50 years, you know, you're running out of time and you're thinking, I would like for the world to get to know who I am.
Huh.
And I've been doing this. I've been speaking for 40 years, but now it's to the point where I don't have to make another movie as long as I live. I travel and speak to a lot of Fortune 500 companies, religious institutions, churches, mosques, ashrams, not any particular thing. Whatever anybody wants to talk about that is spirit-based, and we have massive quantities of fun. It's really good to have people remember who it is they really are and to remember that they are powerful and not weak by design. We got here by outswimming 500 million other competitors. That is the act of a champion, not a wussy.
That is fantastic, Glenn. That is great stuff. Where can people, if they wanted to book you, how would they go about that? Where could they find out more information?
We just send them off to Glenn Morshower, GlennMorshower.com.
Okay.
And there's a whole thing on my speaking there. And you can also go to YouTube and see my TED Talk.
I highly recommend it. It's great stuff. You're a terrific speaker, and I'm not surprised given your acting talents, but it is really great stuff, so I recommend all of you check it out. Glenn, we got a text from the 920. Brian says, in quotes, he obviously really liked what you said, "What's beautiful about baloney is it is circular." So you really broke it down properly for our listeners, and they appreciate that very much.
Well, think what would happen, Pete, if it was square. It really fits very poorly.
I don't
but
know
with
that
it being circular, you fold it in half. It's almost as though that's why they designed it that way.
I got to be honest, Glenn, and if I'm wedging bologna up there, I really don't pay attention to shape. It's traumatic enough. I'm not gonna split hairs over the minutia, but I will keep that in mind,
brother. You know that we. My wife and I, Carol and I, are both crazy about your sister, Julie.
Yeah, well,
we love Julie.
It's totally mutual, and I'm so glad she put us in touch. I'm sad I was in L.A. for 14 years, and I didn't get to meet you while I was out there, but I'm glad it worked out here tonight, and it's been so much fun getting to talk to you and getting to know you, buddy. So thanks so much for your time tonight.
Pleasure. We'll do it again. How long have you been back in Wisconsin?
About 10 years, but I've been doing radio for about a year, and I'm really digging it. So Wisconsin's a very easy place to live.
It.
Yeah. But I would.
Well, hang on to my number. Stay in touch, and it's an honor to have spent time with you tonight.
Absolutely. Let's do it again. I appreciate it, Glenn. Thanks so much. That's Glenn Morshower. Check out his website, Google his name, and Adda.com, and check him out on 24 and Bloodline and Friday Night Lights. Just a great actor and an even better dude. That was really fun. Conrad, what did you learn there?
Well,
he's a teacher.
Well, I just got to let you know, I am rocking ham, not bologna.
Okay.
Ham, okay?
All right.
And
it's a little leaner cut than bologna, I think.
I'm feeling better tonight. I'm not focusing on the show. I'm focusing on that ham.
I don't know if I want to hear that, but okay. from the 818, Bridget says, I would like a hug from Jennifer Aniston. She seems like a great person. I would like some of her energy to wear off on me. Oh, that's a great, okay. I did not think Jennifer Aniston. That's very nice. When we come back, folks, after a very short break, 7,000 Apart, John and Amelie will be here. They're going to drop their new song here on the show. You'll get to hear it tonight. And we will talk to them in just moments. Tomorrow night, join us for John McGivern. And we will be right back with more Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Just another night is all that it takes to understand the difference between lovers and fakes. So baby,
news from the center, WRCE.
The 2025 Wisconsin football schedule is here, and you should be too. Season tickets are on sale now, so don't miss your chance to jump around at Camp Randall Stadium this fall. Last year, 6 of 7 home games were sellouts, proof that there's nothing like game day with the Badgers. Secure your spot for marquee matchups against Ohio State, Washington, and Iowa, and enjoy the best value to see Wisconsin football in action. For more information and to get your season tickets, visit ewbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Rob Dees, the Madison artist and educator, adds his own twist to Black History Month.
For me, it's always a responsibility to be Black History every day. I appreciate the month, and I'm going to celebrate it to the fullest, but it's also an importance that to be Black History every day.
Rob lives what he says, too. One example, mentoring troubled kids who embrace their own stories and share through the power of hip-hop music.
Trying to get kids to really understand their story is important, their struggle is important. I've often heard the word inspiration associated with what I do, but like my biggest hope of inspiration is to inspire others. And I feel like these babies are the future, so we got to inspire them.
Rob is lifting up the next generation while still honoring the past. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
All right. Welcome back. This is exciting because there is no better way to cheer me up midweek with crummy conditions outside in the middle of winter. The best way to get through this is to welcome some old friends to the show, and they are luckily not in Green Bay right now, even though they spend a substantial amount of time here. They're joining us all the way from Sweden, even though they are staples on the music scene here in Northeast Wisconsin. 7,000 Apart, Amelie and John join us now. Welcome, you guys.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us back.
You're welcome. Anytime. It's always fun when you guys are on the show. And this is the first time you've been on over the stream. You usually come in, which is even more fun, but it's a little impossible right now.
I mean, we'll join you in a month or so if you'll have us back already then.
Yeah, we'll be back soon. Yeah.
So you're coming back in a month?
Yeah, that's the plan. We're planning on spending a month this spring. Just to do some tour prep for summer and maybe play a couple shows and maybe drive down to Nashville. We'll see.
All right. Well, that's exciting. Absolutely. We'll have you back in here. And I know you have a new song. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what it's like performing in Sweden compared to Green Bay. It's just great to have you guys on the show. So how are things going in Amelie, your native land? And your adopted hometown, John, or home country.
Yeah. It's good. We're spending a lot of time in the studio right now. It's perfect. It might not be like a snowstorm right now, but it's really cold outside and it's very dark since it's so up north.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like Alaska north. And so the days during winter are pretty short. There's not a lot of sunlight, but that makes for really good studio hang days. And so that's what we've been doing. We've been writing and recording, and we are working on album number 3.
Yeah, it's basically I've just been in the studio for like 4 months, and that's pretty much all. So like I haven't talked to people, so I don't know if I know how to do this anymore. we'll see.
Well, your wife will help you through it, and I'll help you through it, John. You've crushed it in the past. I have no doubt it's like riding a bike. But okay, so for those who are listening who maybe haven't heard your story before, give us a little background again. Tell us how you got together, how you guys met and became man and wife and a great duo musically.
Absolutely. So, yeah, as you might have guessed for those who are listening, I am from Sweden originally. And so I went as an exchange student when I was 17 to the U.S. and I could have ended up anywhere in the entire country, any state, any city. And I end up in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yeah, so we actually met in music theory class my senior year of high school, and we just
at Preble.
Right.
We just became good friends over music. Ended up dating that whole school year. Ended up having to decide if we wanted to be long distance or break up, and we ended up doing long distance for 3 years. So
wow.
I was studying in Kentucky, and Amelie was in Sweden, We started 7,000 Apart as just a way of like having something to talk about and something to do. And long story short, it ended up becoming our job. And yeah, we get to do this all the time now. So it's super, super fun.
So this, now it is your full-time job, right? This is what you guys do. Oh, how fun. That's so great.
Yeah, it's incredible. We're so lucky and we're very, very happy we get to do what we do.
John, for the record, you're doing great. That was a really good answer.
Thank you. I'm trying really hard.
It's also, for the record, it's also quite late here in Sweden right now. So, okay. And since it's release day, we released a new song today. We've been working since, like, literally we opened our eyes this morning. I started my day, like, laying 2 hours in bed, you know, doing, like, admin work and sending the song to people. And, yeah, so it's been a long day, but we are so excited we get to end it with you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Likewise, right back at you. So let me ask you this, Emily. I think this is funny because I remember there was an exchange student in Marinette where I went to high school who came from a different country that was also cold and the town was small, like the town he ended up in. And I'm like, this is kind of a cruel joke. Like, you want to go somewhere different. I mean, it worked out well for you going to Green Bay, but how different are the climates and where you lived in Sweden as to what it was like in Green Bay?
Yeah, I was a little disappointed. I was like, I could have ended up in like South Carolina or something. Yeah. But obviously it worked out well for me. I have no complaints. And at least like your summers are warmer. Like you get like proper summers. And sometimes you get like a day in the 70s in like November or like February. And I live for those days. Those days get me through the rest of winter. So we don't get that here because it's so even.
Okay.
But on the other hand, like it doesn't get as intense here. So like summers are lovely unless they're rainy and at 50 degrees. But when it's like a good summer's day in Sweden, it's a good summer's day. We don't get the humidity.
It's normally like 70 to 72 degrees for like the whole summer.
Oh, wow.
It's like super great. Yeah.
So what about you, John? Like you're over there. You spend a lot of time over there. What do you prefer? If not the people, let's not talk about the people, but in terms of climate and, you know, just livability, how do you do over there compared to here?
I mean, I think it's very different and I'm very happy that I have like access to both countries. Like I think you get to a certain point where you're like, you want to be able to drive because we have all of our stuff in our van. And you want more space, you know?
We have like the smallest apartment in the world. Yeah. So I think that's something that when you live in a big city, that's something that you're going to have less space, right? Unless you want to live like really far out in the suburbs. And we live right downtown, which is great for walkability. We walk everywhere. But when you want to take your PA system and all your guitars to a gig, it's like
kind of awkward to take it on the subway. Yeah. So like you do that or take an Uber or So it's definitely like it's very different, you know. So I think it's nice having a mixture of both things. And I think my life would look very different if we had to choose only one country.
Yes.
For sure.
We are very happy we don't have to make that choice.
That is pretty cool. And John, I think you're officially warmed up. So I think after we do a quick after we do a quick news break, I think we can jump right into the good stuff. And we will hear the new song from 7,000 Apart. Very excited to have these guys on the show. The new song is called Souls and Soma's Scars. Am I saying that right, you guys?
Yeah, Soul and Soma's Scars. I know it's
hard to say.
It's alliteration, you know, it's a literary device. A lot of S's.
No, it works. I'm just not very bright. So, all right, we'll hear that when we come back. Great to have you guys. John and Amelie from 7,000 Apart are here. This is Pete Schwabba in Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Pork Association recognized individuals that were selected as their outstanding pork industry leaders during the organization's annual meeting held on February 6th in conjunction with the Wisconsin Corn Soy Expo in Wisconsin Dells. Among those recognized were Alicia Prill Adams of Platteville with a Distinguished Service Award. This award is given to a pork producer whose contributions to the Wisconsin swine industry merit special recognition. Alicia is the manager of the University of Wisconsin-Platteville Swine Center. This operation is a cornerstone of the animal science curriculum as it offers hands-on, real-world experience for students to learn about pork production. She also teaches animal science classes, supervises students and farm staff, and is the block and bridle advisor. The Friend of the Industry Award is given to an individual that provides exemplary service and commitment to the Wisconsin Pork Association and agriculture industry as a whole. State Representative Travis Tranel was elected to the State Assembly and has served in the Wisconsin State Legislature since 2010. Representative Tranel is a sixth-generation dairy farmer and small business owner from Cuba City. Representative Tranel is the chair of the Assembly Agriculture Committee and a leader in the legislature on agricultural and agribusiness issues. Last session, he led the efforts to create Wisconsin's new Agricultural Road Improvement Program, which provided $150 million to local governments to improve critical agricultural road infrastructure. A prayer vigil will be held Thursday at 7 at Park Street Christian Church in Richland Center. The community is invited to attend and pray for Wisconsin's primary and general elections. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's a comedy to look forward to starring a rock star duo of Bill Murray and Kristen Wiig. The two Saturday Night Live alums will headline the cast of Epiphany, which will be directed by Max Barbacow, who also directed Palm Springs. The plot sees Kristen Wiig as an heiress who has blown through her fortune and now has 2 weeks to marry a rich man or lose everything and end up homeless. She meets Murray's character, who is a math savant and billionaire. Really hoping there's no sex between the two leads in this film. As of February 14th, YouTube will be 20 years old. The social media platform, which started with people posting home movies and personal videos, has turned into a global phenomenon and a major studio that even makes feature films in 4K. According to Deadline, YouTube just reached another milestone. More people now use the TVs in their home when watching YouTube content than they do on their phones. Go figure. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter weather advisory continues. Additional 1 to 3 inches possible. A cloudy sky overnight. Low of 5. For tomorrow, a clearing sky for the afternoon. Highs into the low teens. Snow chances return on Friday. Accumulations likely again. Currently, it's 17 degrees.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Tariffs, inflation, and shutdowns, oh my! How Donald Trump is stealing the financial futures of Wisconsin families. We discuss with Tom Paulswitz next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Just a dance party with two of my favorites. Sound Anomaly.
An online dance party.
Online dance party. That's all we can do. In our own places, yeah.
An online dance party, 7,000 apart.
Yes. Exactly.
So, all right. So 7,000 Apart is here with me tonight on Nightlight. Great to have these guys back. John and Amelie, they are in Sweden right now. They'll be back in a month. And then how long will you stay when you guys are back?
So this time just for a month, but then we're going to be back all the summer.
Oh, fantastic.
Playing all of the shows. Yeah.
I can almost hear you guys already on the Fox River here playing over at Hagermeister or some venue like that. So
yes.
Are there any other musical duos that you know of who are based in Sweden and Green Bay, or even Sweden and America right now?
There's one other duo called Flora Cash that we found when we were just starting out, because we were like, is this like a thing? Has anyone else done this before? And so he's from Minnesota and she's from Sweden. But I don't know if they ever go back to the US too much. They had a kid a few years ago and settled in like in the countryside in Sweden. So I think they're pretty just happy there.
But they've been doing really well.
They're releasing a bunch of music. So
Nice. All right. Well, speaking of new music, you guys have a new song. We just mentioned it earlier. Soul and Soma's Scars. This is off your third album, which we'll talk about also in just a minute, but let's hear the song. Sound good?
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
Hope you like it.
Yeah. Here's the new song, by 7,000 Apart, Soul and Soma's Scars.
Never thought I'd get this far with my soul and soul, my scars. Life's not how I thought it would be. The fairy tales I've seen, my faded childhood dreams. Might not ever get my break. Not sure that I've got what it takes. I made my share of mistakes.
Thanks.
We do too.
tell us about it. Where does that come from? Where did the inspiration come from? And what's going on there in the narrative?
Yeah. So we wrote an album called Feel Your Feelings. That was our previous album. And this was after we had written all of that, and we were in a session here in Sweden. We did a songwriting camp with a publisher, and we were teamed up with this producer. It was the last day of the camp. We had written for others all week, but this last day we got to write for us. And this is the song that came out. It's about going through something really, really difficult after that, you know, like after you've gone through something really hard and you're starting to see like the light again, and you're starting to appreciate the little things again, like a good cup of coffee and the sunlight, and you might be changed a little bit from like the tough experience, whatever that may be, but you have so much gratefulness for just being alive.
And wow. For the record, soma means body.
Yes, not everyone knows that. Like soma okay. is just yeah. a synonym for body. So
we didn't know that either, but we
when we were writing yeah. it, I was looking for synonyms for body, and wow, okay. I got yeah, so it made sense.
I thought it was like a yeah. girl's name or something with
yeah, no.
pretty name.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Pretty name.
So, well, that's great. Yeah. So tell us more about the third album too. When will that be out? How much more work do you have to do on it? And is there some type of theme yeah. to it that this song falls into?
Yeah. So it's actually, there's a few questions there. long story short, I guess the album is going to be coming out by the summer. So
in a physical
form.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we're going to be releasing songs monthly on Spotify and streaming services.
Yeah.
Nice. For the next year, basically. So, people will be able to get the album physically this summer and like get it online, but like order the physical album, but, they'll have to wait a year to be able to hear like online completely.
Yeah.
But yeah, what's the album called?
Yeah. So the album is going to be called Why Do We Do What We Do? Which I know it's kind of it's a long title. But it's from one of our songs that we wrote last year. And it's a song about, you know, as artists, we give a lot of ourselves to do what we love. The world isn't set up so that everyone can be artists, and right. It can be very hard, and we pour so much of not just hard work, but so much of our souls and, you know, our emotions and everything into this thing that we're making. And it's not always that we get appreciation for that, or there's a lot of the hard work that goes unseen. And so this song, it's about that, and it made us bring out the question, why do we do what we do? And because we're getting a little bit older, and it's not an obvious choice of a career. It's not the safest, it's not the easiest. And so it's so important to know why you do what you do, especially when you're in a creative field.
But
in general in life, yeah. like right. if you're not anchored into why you make the choices that you make, it just makes things easier if you really know why you do what you do.
Yeah. Very well said. No, and that's a great answer. And somehow you guys are making it work by continent. Like, I don't know how you
don't
do that.
Don't ask us how. We don't either. We're just hoping the money on the bank doesn't run out. That's
well,
all
just
we
find a way, right? I mean, and you just make it work.
Yes.
Do you ever hear comparisons to the Sundays? Do you know that band from the 90s?
No, but I'll write it. Will John's yeah, writing it down.
They have a song called Where the Story Ends and The Summertime. They had some really nice hits. You have Amelie, you have a voice that reminds me a little bit of Harriet Wheeler, kind of that.
Oh, I love that.
You have like a sultry side of your voice as well, but it's also, there's a lot of emotion in it. Yeah, check them out. I'd be interested to know what you think about that.
Yeah, we get the cranberries sometimes.
Oh, I could see that too. I love yeah. the cranberries. Yeah,
we love the cranberries.
That was a huge loss when Dolores,
I know.
Yeah, it's just awful. So your second album was produced in Nashville. That's kind of a big mm-hmm. deal. You worked with a big time producer. What's the story behind the third album? Is it a similar story, or are you guys more self-producing? How's it working out so far?
Yeah. So that's what we realized with Soul and Soma Scars. It turned out to be like, we felt like the best quality produced song that we've ever put out. And the craziest part of it is the whole song was written and produced in a total of 8 hours.
In this studio.
In this studio. Really? So we literally sat here with no ideas to a finished song in 8 hours, including eating lunch and going for a walk. And I think that there was something about that process that changed how we looked at making music. It ended up being like, if we can make something that we absolutely love in 8 hours, you know, with a producer, and like we saw the whole process, like literally his computer was right here. And I was watching him do what he was doing. And I was just like, for those of you who don't know, I guess I went to audio production school for recording music and stuff, but I always felt like, you know, we need to hire someone who like has won a Grammy or done something like that, you know?
Yeah.
And then this summer people were like talking about some of their favorite songs that we've released, and they're songs that I actually had produced.
No kidding.
And they
were. You also did produce most of Side B. Like you did like 70% of Feel Your Feelings, Side B.
Yeah.
And then our amazing producer Femke did the rest. But like John, like he's done a lot of awesome things. It was just like that last little like 10-20% that you were missing.
And yeah, so we kind of realized we're like, let's just produce it ourselves. We can make it faster. We can put more of ourselves into the music. We don't have to wait months to get a reply. It can just be like,
right,
you know, hey, can you change three things?
Yeah, we don't have to wait for someone else's schedule. We can just do it. And so John has been in like proper like production school, I would say, but like online. So he's been like watching all of the YouTube videos, all of the tips and tricks, getting all of the computer programs and plugins that he needs. And he's doing an incredible job. And so in a month, you get to hear the next song that that he has produced. Yeah.
And
like,
we have like 26 songs that we're choosing from. So
oh, no kidding.
It's really cool. Yeah.
Getting it down to 8?
12 is 12? The goal.
Okay.
But yeah.
It's a little easier.
But still so many babies that are not going to make the cut this time.
Well, that's why you make a fourth album, right? That's you can save some of them. John and Amelie from 7,000 Apart are my guests right now here on Nightlight. They are in Sweden at the moment. We'll be back in Green Bay in a month. We'll have them certainly on the show then when they can come in person too. But this is working out just fine, you guys. Do you write music or lyrics first when you compose a song? Or is there a rule to it or just how it works out in that moment?
I would say it's very different. Like sometimes John will just come up with some chords and or like make a track, and then I will just improvise some melody on top of it.
Okay.
Sometimes we start with like an idea of like, oh, this would be a cool title, or ooh, this phrase is really cool, and we build some lyrics from that, and then I start like improvising a melody over that.
We've done a lot of different things. Like, I mean, the biggest thing is we tend to work together, like with the process. So if I start something, Amelie's going to be super involved in it. If we start something together, like it's, you know, it's very much a collaborative process. And I think that that's something that like is incredibly nice with being in a duo. You know, it's like Paul and John from the Beatles, like they also had the ability to like, you know, share ideas right away and get instant feedback. Yeah. And they didn't always agree. And I think that's a good thing because it makes something interesting, you know?
Yeah, we complement each other really well. Like, John is phenomenal at both guitar and piano, and is great at coming up with different, like, little hooks and really good
and
chords.
And Amelie does vocals
and
melodies and stuff.
I love it. It's it's working for you guys. We'll have just a couple more minutes with 7,000 Apart. We'll hear one more song from them, and then I want to ask you guys about a cause that you've embraced from your own personal experiences, too. We'll do that, and then we'll wrap things up after a very short break here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't punish me with brutality.
News from the center, WRCE. I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Believe it or not, it is once again time for Wisconsinites to head to the polls and vote. I know, we all have a bit of election fatigue after 2024, but the spring election primary is coming up on Tuesday, February 18th. One race that will be on every ballot statewide for the spring primary is for state superintendent. Incumbent Jill Underley is seeking another term, and two candidates are challenging her. Jeff Wright, superintendent for Sauk Prairie Schools, and Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant and former charter school executive. Kinzer's candidacy, in particular, is gaining steam. Her campaign reported raising more than $500,000, far more than what Underley or Wright have brought in. With that type of financial support, this could prove to be a more competitive race for state superintendent than what we've seen in quite some time. This is becoming a real race to watch.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? More than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back. Got a few more minutes here with our friends, John and Amelie from 7,000 Apart High School Sweethearts, who are making it work no matter what continent they are on. And they happen to be in Sweden tonight, and they're joining us over the stream. Let's get this other song played so that we don't run out of time. I love this song. I think you've played it in the studio before, if I'm not mistaken. But this is another song from 7,000 Apart. We just heard their newest song. Soul and Sama's Scars. This song is called Started a Fire, and then we'll be back to wrap things up with John and Amelie. great. I love that song. It's fun, watching you, Amelie. When you're here, you're bouncing out of your chair. And I love that you're doing it all the way overseas like that, too. It's just great that you feel your own music. And that song, when you guys have done it in the past, in the studio, I never heard that electric before, because I think, John, you typically have like an acoustic with you. That sounded fantastic. I've never heard that version before.
Yeah, so great. it's actually a good friend of ours who played in a really, really big band called Sabaton, which is a metal band from Sweden. And he was there, one of their lead guitarists. And we just asked him, and he did this solo for us, which is so insane. Great.
They co-headlined with Judas Priest.
Yeah. Whoa. That's like at the level they're at. So that he said yes was absolutely incredible. And it's such a fun feature.
He's awesome in general.
Oh, he's such a sweetheart. Yeah.
You guys, we just have about a minute left, unfortunately. But can you tell us just quickly a little bit about how you incorporate how important mental health is to you into your music? And I know that's a kind of a mission of yours. And we just have about 60 seconds. But if you could give us a rundown.
Absolutely. Yeah. Soul and Soma Scars, the song that we released today, is a testament to that, too. It's something that we both have struggled with, and it's something
mental health
is, and it's so important to break that stigma. I think it's so easy to go to the doctor for a broken leg, but it's a lot harder when you're feeling depressed or you're struggling with anxiety or panic attacks. We're not as likely to go to the doctor for that. And I think it's so important to talk to your friends and family and your doctor about how you're feeling mentally and not just physically. And so by sharing our own stories, we're hoping that we can inspire others to care about their mental health as much as they care for their physical.
And what better way to do that through the music you guys give us? It's so great. Thank you so much for your time again, as always. Please let us know when you're back, and we'll have you in, and we'll have some more fun. We'll have an in-person dance party as opposed to over the stream here.
Absolutely.
All right. Good luck with the rest of the trip, you guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we'll see you soon.
All right. That's John and Amelie from 7,000 Apart. Tomorrow night on the show, John McGivern is here to make the popcorn pick of the week. He is the host of Main Streets and a public television legend. John will be here tomorrow night at 6:35. And then we welcome Nick Wattier. We'll be here in studio from the Green Bay Film Festival talking about a giant spider invasion event they have coming up right down the street here very soon. That will be more fun on Nightlight tomorrow. Thank you so much for being with me tonight, everybody. Thanks to Glenn Morshower, 7,000 Apart, all your texts and calls on behalf of the lovable producer. Boy, really buried that.
You messed that one up.
I don't think people know what I said. They need to know you're the lovable producer, Conrad. I can't spit that out. All right. We'll be back to do it all tomorrow night. Thanks so much, folks. Good night, Wisconsin. I'll take you to your best friend's house. Mama made, we're making out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll take you to your best friend's house. I loved you then. I love you now.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Eve Galanter will be our guest as she talks about civics and civility and what we're teaching our high school kids and how you can get involved. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called a switcheroo, talking about one thing while behind the scenes there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A federal judge greenlit the Trump administration's buyout offer to federal workers.
The offer from the Trump administration to federal employees: resign now and get paid through September, otherwise risk getting cut. Wednesday, a federal judge ruling that offer can go forward. U.S. District Judge George O'Toole Jr. ruling that the federal unions who brought the case lack standing to sue and that the district court lacks jurisdiction to review the case because of a federal statute that sets out an administrative review process before the courts can take over. Dave Packer, ABC News.
After talking with Russia's Putin, President Trump declared the two leaders agreed the negotiations on ending the Ukraine war should begin. The president talked with Zelensky separately. Many were hoping inflation would subside in January. In fact, it rose 0.2% to 3% on an annual basis. Food prices, particularly record high prices for eggs, the big driver. This is ABC News. It was raining with a low ceiling when the U.S. Navy warplane crashed off San Diego.